You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage. I'm your host, Andy Bush. Let's turn away from the markets and politics to take focus on an aspect of our society that really doesn't get enough airtime, people doing good things for others. Our next guest is Dr. George Wilson from Circle Urban Ministries. Dr. Wilson is the executive director for Circle Urban, which serves the Austin community in Chicago. In the 1990s, he served as an executive director for Chicago Youth Centers, and in the early 2000s as executive director of U.S. Domestic Programs. He joins us today from Chicago. Welcome to Engage.
Andy, glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. A Circle Urban mission statement is to transform Chicago's West Side through faith in action. What is faith in action?
Faith in action is simply putting on display our faith. We're not trying to be undercover Christians. We're unapologetically Christian.
I love that. That's great. You know, no hiding. You know, no trench coats. Everything's out in the open.
We are not CIA, FBI, undercover Christians. We put it on display, and we believe that you can transform not only the community but the nation and the world through the message of the cross. So that's our mission, and we don't hide from it.
Well, I think three of your top things that you guys try to do is shaping the future, you know, meeting immediate needs of the community, and leveraging your resources. Walk our audience through how that all plays together.
Well, we're in the Austin community, and the Austin community, there are a lot of challenges here, Andy. It's a very fragile community, high unemployment, very stressed school system, all of the negative things, every nefarious category that you can think of, every negative thing that's going on nationwide, it's happening here in the Austin community. I mean, we're number one as it relates to domestic violence, as it relates to the drug trade and gang banging and all those things. But let me just say this, that 99.999% of the people in the Austin community are outstanding individuals. They're just trying to exist and trying to do the best they can under very harsh realities. It's just that 0.001% that makes it bad for everybody else. But we're trying to do come alongside of the community. We're trying to give credible voice to the community. We live in a world where the social media is at its highest right now, and people are on Facebook and tweeting this and tweeting that on Twitter. But no one really advocates or gives credible voice to the poor. I mean, we have lobbyists for big businesses and corporations, but nobody lends their voice on behalf of the poor. And so they're very harsh realities in the Austin community. And so at Circle, it is our mission to just come alongside of the people in the Austin community. And we do that by providing a variety of programs. We're very proud of our after-school program.
Right.
In that program, we come alongside of about 80 children. We give them a safe place, a safe space to come to every day from 2:30 to 6:30. And those hours, that 2:30 to 6:30, that window, a lot of bad things are happening in a community like this. And so we're very proud, we're godly proud that they have a place they can come to and they can learn about their faith, they can learn about science, math. Mm-hmm. We have an arts component, we have computers, we have all sorts of things, dance and keyboard training, all sorts of things that we offer at Circle Urban Ministry. We have a college readiness program, and so as early as sixth grade, we are putting in the preview of young people here in Austin an opportunity to go to college. And we believe that by putting that in their crosshairs and providing a track for them to help them to test into the schools of their desire, that it will help eradicate generational poverty, which has been a strong issue in a community such as Austin.
You know, I think that's what's great about what you're doing, because it dovetails really nicely into today, broadly speaking, in politics, believe it or not. There's a movement away from just paying your taxes and having governments take care of families in crisis towards more a community-based involvement, I think your Circle Ministry fits in perfectly with that.
Well, it does, Andy. What we're trying to do, we believe truly to really transform a community, you have to engage with the community. A lot of the things that you're seeing on the news and the media about Chicago, and we've been given this moniker, this label called Chirac.
Right.
And that's not really what we're about in the city of Chicago. I mean, one of the stories that we're celebrating right now is the old Jackie Robinson West Little League.
It's so exciting to watch those young kids. They're awesome, aren't they?
I mean, they are tremendous. And, you know, I mean, we talk about what's going on bad in the city of Chicago, but there are great stories. There are huge stories whereby people are making a huge impact. And so we're trying to transform the community, and you do that by really engaging the community.
Right.
You can't really exist as an organization if you're insular, if you turn inward. You got to go out, and you got to see where people are hurting, and you got to engage people, and you got to find out what we can do to come alongside them and help make a difference and an impact in their lives. And one of the programs that I'm really especially proud of is our one-to-one mentoring program, Andy. And in that program, we partner young people with responsible adults. And those responsible adults, they help the young people to negotiate and navigate over the pitfalls of life. And we have had such tremendous success in that program. So we're very proud of what we're doing here.
George, one thing I do really like about that specific program is that it targets middle schoolers between 6th and 8th grade. And, you know, I've had a lot of different nonprofits on. One of the groups that we had on, they set up mentoring programs with corporations, but targeting that 6th grade through 8th grade, because their studies show that if you can get those kids involved, if you can help those kids get through this very difficult time and stay actively engaged in school, then they prove to be the ones that go on to actually finish high school, which is a really important component of education.
You're absolutely right. We believe that age grouping is very key. And if we can reach them at that age, then we can almost ensure success. Now, you know, we're not gonna be able to save everybody. You can't save everybody in any walk of life, but certainly we can make an impact and a difference in the lives of the young people here in the Austin community.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, again, I'm such a big education guy, and I'm such a strong supporter of that. I was really excited to see your SMART program, and maybe you can walk our audience through what that is.
Well, the SMART program is a concept that we've come up with, that we start to look at what was going on in this community, and just 4 minutes west of us is the Oak Park community. And by having conversations in the community, we found out something that was very troubling, that the math scores and the science scores and the reading scores of children 4 minutes to our west of us geographically, were doing so much better than the children in the Austin community. And so through brainstorming and think tank and just us sitting around and saying, how can we do some things different? How can we introduce some programs that can help kind of bridge that gap? We came up with a SMART vision. And so in the SMART vision, that is an acronym for S is science, M is math, A is arts, R is reading, and T is technology. And technology is really at the forefront of what we're trying to do. In fact, we're having our 40th year gala celebration, and one of the key components of that gala event is to raise money for our technology center, because there is a huge digital divide that exists in the Austin community and in any inner city urban community. I mean, it really comes down to, can I do I have the money to buy Wi-Fi, or do I need the money to buy bread and food for my
Oh my God, so, what a choice, right?
When that reality exists, you know, you can always choose the latter. So we're trying to, through the SMART program, we're seeing young people, I mean, we got all sorts of metrics and outcome management things that are coming through, and we're seeing that we're making an impact, and grades are improving, and behavior is improving, and reading scores are improving, because we believe that readers make leaders, and we've seen that the math grades are improving in science. So we've got the data, we've got the all that in black and white, and we've seen our efforts come to fruition in a positive way.
No, that's fantastic. Now, you mentioned you have your gala coming up, which is a big fundraiser for you. Where is that? I think that's September 20th?
That's September 20th. Like I said, this is our 48-year anniversary. We're so excited. Circle was started by a gentleman by the name of Glenn K. Ryan. And Glenn was he was a white gentleman who really had no contacts with African Americans whatsoever. He was a farm guy, farm boy raised in Wisconsin, and he came to Chicago as a student at Moody Bible Institute. And Glenn was very revolutionary. I mean, the story is told that right around the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, he saw the riots that were taking place on the west side of Chicago from the rooftop of Moody Bible Institute, and he saw the smoke rising up, and he felt that, you know, God was calling him, leading him to the west side, and, you know, as a radical thinker as he was, he followed that call and remained here on the west side of Chicago until his death in November 2011. So we had a 40-year history behind us. We're very excited. The 40th year anniversary, it is it's called the Circle of Life Black Tie Dinner Gala, and it's going to be held at the Holiday Inn Mart Plaza, and that's going to be on Saturday, September 20th.
And people can go to your website, circleurban.org, and sign up for that. There's also a golf outing as well for raising money, and that's, I think, September 15th, correct?
That is correct. We're excited. I mean, September is going to be a huge month for us. We're going to do it up big in the month of September. And that event, that's our second annual Circle of Hope for Kids Golf Classic. And that's Monday, September 15th at the Hinsdale Golf Club. That's in Clarendon Hills. Andy, I don't know if you played that course before, but that is a gorgeous course. And last year we had perfect weather. And we're just praying and believing that it's going to be the same for this golf classic as well.
Well, I hope so. That's for sure. It's a nice place, and I hope people turn out to it. Dr. Wilson, it has been such a treat today. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in finding out about Circle Urban, it's circleurban.org. They're doing great things in the Austin community in Chicago. Dr. Wilson, it's been great to have you on. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Addy. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. We'll take a break, and when we get back, I will give you my final thoughts. This is Engage.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready for what happens next? If you have your investments, retirement planning, and business plans all in a row, you're probably set. But are you really all that sure? Listen to In Black and Whites with host Peter Whites. Peter and his guests will cover business and investment topics that you need to know about right now. Whether it's new technology, 401k plans, mergers and acquisitions, we're here to help you. In Black and Whites airs live Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Business.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.